Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, We Propose, But the Spirit Disposes.
The reading is from the Acts, chapter 10. When Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him, and falling to his feet, paid him homage. Peter, however, raised him up, saying, Get up, I myself am also a human being. Then Peter proceeded to speak and said, In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever trusts in him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him. While Peter was still speaking these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the word. The circumcised believers who had accompanied Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit should have been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they could hear them speaking in tongues and glorifying God. Then Peter responded, Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit, even as we have? He ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, the inspired word of God. This is a very important story. When I was in the seminary, I engaged in an argument with one of my classmates, and at one point I said, Well, I believe what the Pope says. And he replied, I follow the word of God first. He went on to be one of our best scripture scholars. And I add, he was right. So today we have Peter and a group of fellow Jews going to a Gentile household. They are very well received. Then Peter makes a most important statement for a former very Orthodox Jew. God shows no partiality. Really? When I was growing up, I often heard the comment, She is a very holy lady, or He has a high place in heaven. We are the partial ones. God is not. Then we hear the statement of Jesus, Go baptize and they will receive the Holy Spirit. He also said, I have to go now in order that the Holy Spirit might come. Then the Spirit will teach you all things. In this story, we get the very important message that we can set all the rules we want, but the Spirit can and often does override the rules we propose. Oh, golly, the Spirit came. We better baptize them. Humans propose, and some of the time we get it right for most, but not for all. The Spirit disposes for all. You and I have that Spirit, and we try to listen. Sometimes the specific case requires a different response. We need to listen more carefully and judge less frequently. With an infinitely merciful God, it all gets right in the end.